Hey, Anthony, when you look at that Guardians team, what's your biggest concern?
No, they're a good team. I mean, they have their record and they play the way they did for a reason the whole season. So they obviously have a really good staff and I think a complete lineup. So it's going to be a tough series.
Other questions? Bruce?
Anthony, what about the opportunity for you to participate in the ALCS? How excited are you and what are you thinking about?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, it's what you work for. I think the whole season, but I think for me, my whole life, to have opportunities like this to play on this stage and for this team and to try and win a pennant.
Where do you feel the team is right now?
Yeah, I think we're in a really good spot, but I think at the same time, I don't think we've played our best baseball yet. So I think at the same time, I think we're hitting our stride at the right time.
Go to Joel and then Brendan.
Anthony, you hit the ball to the right side really well in that series with little reward. Does that impact how you think about your swing, how you game plan, etc., when you're not rewarded for ultimately good at bats?
No, I mean, I want to hit the ball hard. I want to barrel the ball up. So when that's happening, I feel like I'm in a good spot. And but I mean, that's baseball. You always obviously want it to fall, probably especially this time of year. But I feel like if I stick with my process, stick with my plan, especially against those pitchers and the pitchers this time of year, I feel like with the larger sample size, it'll all work out.
This up a little bit. Thank you, sir. Okay, Brendan.
Anthony, like Joel said, you did have multiple good at-bats last year. Just what do you feel like, what were you feeling at the plate, and were there any adjustments you made going into these playoffs?
Yeah, thanks. The 5 days off were big, I think, for a lot of guys, but we just got to get in the cage. We're obviously here, and we have the traject machine, so we've been getting eyes on all the pitchers, stuff like that. So I think just seeing the ball well and being able to swing good pitches and lay off the tight ones.
Go to Bob, then Justin. Bob, on your way.
Right here. Just following up on these last two questions. I mean, your batting average improved greatly this year from last year. I'm just curious how you feel about your performance in 2024 and where you think you're going.
Yeah, I don't know if I really look back and been able to digest everything from the regular season yet, but I'm really excited for the opportunities these next couple weeks, and I think there'll be a lot to improve upon and a lot to work on going into next year, but I feel like the story's far from over for this year.
Generally, have you felt better this year than last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, the team improvement this year to last year, too, makes it a lot better, but I just always want to help the team win in one way every day.
Justin, the second row on your right, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, what did you take away from your first postseason series in terms of the differences between the regular season and playoffs?
The energy was amazing, and the margins felt really small. I think it was really intense, and I loved it, and I felt like it brought the best out of a lot of guys on our team. And I know with the schedules, with playing and then having a bunch of off days, it really made the games feel with a lot of anticipation.
We'll stay over there with Dan, standing on your right.
Anthony, I know you went to a few playoff games as a kid. Any memories stand out? What was your kind of the favorite part of coming to these games when you were younger?
Yeah, I think for me, the playoffs are like the highlights of the whole season. And when I think back, you just think about specific moments and performances guys had, stuff like that on the biggest stages. But for me, I think what's the coolest, what makes it a lot better for me now is as a fan, you just always circle October and maybe wait to go to a big game or something like that. But I don't think you really appreciate all the stuff it takes to get there for the players and for the team and for everyone involved with the team. So I think that's what makes it really cool is how much hard work goes into it.
For the fourth row on your left, Anthony, Jared.
Hey, Anthony. So we hear all the time about how the Yankees' expectation is you win a championship or the season was a disappointment or a failure. But I'm curious, as like a young player joining the team, how that expectation is sort of conveyed. Like, how do you feel that as a player joining in that, hey, this is what we do here. We win or it's a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I grew up a fan. So what makes the Yankees is winning and winning World Series. So For me, that was always the standard, at least from the outside. And then from getting drafted as an 18-year-old and coming up through the system and learning from the inside how they treat the players. I mean, it's first class for a reason, and all those reasons are to win. So obviously, once I got up to the big team, and we have a really solid core of guys that also came up homegrown. So we wanna win it, and we wanna win it here.
Up front on your left, Laura.
Having grown up as a fan and having people who live locally, your friends and your family, is there an extra level of excitement when both teams are in it as far as they are in the postseason right now, both the Yankees and Mets?
Yeah, I'm sure for them. It's cool for us too, obviously, because Mendy's over there and they're doing so many great things, and we have teammates that are over there, stuff like that. But it's definitely been fun to follow.
And just in terms of Mendy, what were your interactions like with him when you were working with him?
Amazing. He helped me so much my rookie year, and just staying up with me every day and trying to help me be consistent and learn what it means to be a Yankee. He impacted me and obviously so many other young guys and guys that have come up through the system, and I just can't thank him enough.
Up front on your right, Anthony, Ron.
From your fan days, did you remember how different and amped up everyone around you in the stands was then, and could you perceive that on the field last week in those two games here?
Yeah, I had a way better view now than I did when I was a fan. There were some times where we were like basically sitting with our backs against the upper deck top row, and it felt like the stadium was going to come down shaking. But no, yeah, on the field, I think we want to thrive off that and use it to our advantage. And it's the most fun place to play.
Was it noticeable on the field how much just louder and energetic it was?
Yeah, for me, the game was the game, but definitely during the national anthem and everything leading up to the game, at least the first one, I was definitely getting goosebumps.
We'll stay in that same row with Eric on the end.
Anthony, you've played with Judge now for two full seasons. What's the biggest thing that you've learned from him, watching him behind the scenes go about his work daily?
I think it's hard to really put it into words, but he's obviously our captain, our leader, so much on the field, but everything he does that doesn't get noticed, the way he interacts with everyone, regardless of who they are, what they do, or anything like that. We always like joke that he just always knows what to say and what to do in every single, regardless of the situation. But we obviously, he leads by example, and we look up to him for what he's able to do. But I think, when, like you said, behind the scenes, and you see how hard he works and how he treats everyone, just takes it to another level of something to aspire to.
Standing on your right, Anthony, Max.
You mentioned Cleveland's pitching staff earlier, specifically their bullpen. How much of a challenge will that be for you guys to face this series?
Yeah, they obviously have really good pitchers and with really good stuff, but I know we'll be prepared, and I don't think you win a pennant or get to a World Series without having to go through the best, and they're definitely probably the best.
We'll go to John in the third row, then Jeff.
Speaking of bullpens, obviously the way your guys were able to come through throughout the KC's here, how encouraging and exciting is that for you to be behind them as they're doing that one after another?
Yeah, it's amazing, but I mean, I don't think it surprised anyone on our team, and we got, I think, up and down our roster, we have guys that want the ball, want the at-bat, want the big spot, and when you see that and you just see guy after guy either taking the mound for a start or coming in from the bullpen, I just know everyone has confidence in every guy on the team, so it's a really good feeling.
I mean, you mentioned that you feel like you're about to hit your stride, or you haven't necessarily hit your stride yet. How encouraging is that, in a sense, to have gotten through Kansas City without feeling like you were yet there, and knowing what you guys can do potentially if you are all clicking?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the same time, I think we played really, really well in Kansas City, and they're a really tough team. But I think just like the little things, we're having really good at-bats, or having team at-bats, trusting each other. And I think if we just keep playing that way, then I know we didn't score that many runs, but I felt like we could have scored 10 plus runs every single game in Kansas City. And I think if we keep playing like that, then we'll be good.
Just go back one row for Jeff.
Anthony, the way that Cleveland works its bullpen, they will go to relievers very early. How much more difficult is it as a hitter when you're facing pitchers only once, maybe twice, as opposed to seeing them three, potentially four times?
Yeah, it's definitely a different, maybe unique challenge, but at the same time, I feel like we're going to be really prepared, and we have ways that we could maybe get more prepared. And for me, learning from my first playoff series, you're going to face pretty much similar relievers a lot. So I think just trying to download as much information and dissect all your at-bats and learn from them as it goes on definitely helps.
Sorry, when you go and look at a reliever on traject during the game?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, how do you manage that time-wise? Does it matter, like, where you are in the lineup? Like, if you're hitting second or third in an inning, that could be the time that hitting leadoff would not?
Oh, yeah, but for me, I would just play the game the inning before, a couple of innings before, see who they got up, or maybe with the lefties that are around me in the order who I'm probably going to face.
Anything else for Anthony? All right, Anthony, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
Carlos, can you talk about the opportunity and the responsibility of getting the game one start?
Yeah, I mean, game one just set the tone. Looking forward to... looking forward to being out there again, feeling the energy, and just giving my team the best chance to win.
Any questions for Carlos? We'll go to Greg on your right, Carlos.
Carlos, what do you feel like you learned from the start during the ALCS or ALDS, just in terms of kind of managing those emotions and kind of using it to your advantage?
Yeah, I mean, if I look back at that start, the first three innings went pretty well. I mean, my stuff was there. It was pretty electric. And going into the fourth, I knew I had a tough at bat against Salvador Perez, who notoriously has done well against me and hits lefties really well. His numbers are pretty good. So I knew that at bat was coming up. And I think if I look back, we started him. The sequencing doesn't really matter, I guess. If I look back at that fourth inning, I was confident with what I had and what I was doing, and we had a one-run lead, and I wanted to shut down that inning, and he made a good swing, and it kind of, I mean, it kind of brought me out of focus just a tick. You know, I didn't want to give up that run there, and I knew that at-bat was important, and that game went tied. So it was kind of one of those things, if I look back and just knowing, just trying to keep that focus and, you know, I guess channel that energy a little bit better, so the focus stays on the field.
Go to Jack in the third row on your right.
Carlos, this season you've talked a lot about the importance of expanding your pitch mix beyond fastball slider. How much of that is decided in the bullpen? How much of that is decided once you get out there and see the way batters are reacting to what you're trying to do?
Yeah, you know, I think you're saying in terms of the bullpen before the game, is that what you mean? Yeah, you know, those pitches really don't hold much value, because as soon as you get on the mound and that first pitch, it seems like everything changes. I think it's kind of what's working that day, and also, you know, we account for hitters' strengths and what kind of flows through an at bat, I would say. So, I mean, usage. It'd be good to expand some usage throughout this next start. And although I thought we did a pretty good job last start, and there was some times for some more changeups, and you know, we talked about that, and I could have been better with, you know, being aware of the changeup instead of, you know, going to slider more often to put some guys away. But it is what it is.
A prominent your far left.
All right. What are your thoughts on the challenge this Cleveland lineup presents for you?
Yeah, I mean, very, very good lineup. I've faced Cleveland before in the past. I didn't face them this year. As we know, Jose Ramirez is one of the better players in our game. So that, you know, that switch hitter is that's going to be a pivotal part of their lineup. I think they have some guys. I mean, Stephen Kwan hits lefties well, just as well as he hits righties, and puts together some good long at bats. I've faced him before. I mean, it's a formidable lineup, and it's very good. I mean, they wouldn't be in the ALCS for no reason. So I mean, it's going to be a fun challenge, and you know, a lot of respect for that Cleveland team.
Other questions for Carlos? We'll go to Bob on your right.
Carlos, I'm over here.
Sorry.
Some terrible things were said to your wife on social media after that game. So my first question is, have you guys worked past that, gotten past it? And second of all, have you ever considered just, considering there's so much garbage on social media, just deleting your account and sparing yourself and her the headache?
Yeah. I didn't look at it. I think Gary's the one that brought it up to me the night of. I was kind of caught off guard. I was like, I'm not sure what you're talking about. And, you know, he explained it like you did. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, it's not the first time, nor it'll be the last time. I think Ashley and I spoke about it that night. And she said, and I quote, she said, I have thick skin, so I'm going to be okay. And she does. She's a tough lady. My wife, very tough, probably tougher than I am. I have accounts, but I do not have social media on my phone, just so you guys know, for good reason, for reasons like that. So I don't look at it. Zillow's fist pumping. And I think that's a good way to go about it, especially as the athlete. You know, I'll let my wife deal with that and let those people fight those battles for me. All the trash talk and all the fake accounts.
We'll go to Chris on your left, Carlos.
Carlos, you have a near 50% swing and miss rate on your changeup. Mm-hmm. What makes that such a dangerous pitch, and are you looking to use that more often with just the analytics on that pitch being so well?
I think you said it, you know, 50% swing and miss. I think that's what makes it dangerous. I also think, you know, the usage is not as much as fastball slider, so it's kind of an element of surprise to that pitch. They're not sure when I'm going to throw it, but they know I will. They're just not sure when it'll be deployed. Yeah, I mean, there's always, when you have a 50% swing and miss pitch, there's definitely some time, there's more times for usage of it. I'm not sure when that's going to come about, and I'm not going to give too much information because I'm sure people are listening to this.
Go to Gary up front.
Was there a particular moment or incident that made you stop checking your social media?
No, I mean, it's just every athlete deals with it. So, I mean, it's part of the business.
Gotcha. And we'll go to Ron on your right, Carlos.
Looking back, given how amped up you were in the first few innings last week, yeah, and the velocity was way up, was it hard to sustain that velocity throughout the whole outing, and then once there was traffic in the fourth, that got to you?
I wouldn't say sustain. I don't know. I'd have to go look back at, like, the velocity numbers. So I'm not sure how big of the discrepancy from the first to the fourth is. But usually, you know, I start off, you know, fairly tame with the velo wise, and then work my way up to the higher numbers later in the game. I wouldn't say that was a reason of why it kind of unraveled for me. And like I said, I think a lot of it had to do with, yeah, I mean, there's some times for some better composure. And I think it could help some energy levels for sure. But I think just staying composed. I watched Garrett the other night. I watched him very close and how he kind of went about it. And, you know, he goes seven, gives up one in every inning. Even there's some big outs there, probably in the fifth. I don't know. There was like a first and second where he got out of a jam, and, you know, it's a one-run, two-run game, and, you know, every run matters. And I think he gives up the double to Vinny Pascatino. And he's on second, he's two outs, and he gets out of that inning. I think that was that inning where the slide from yeah, Michael Garcia, and he got a little chippy. And, you know, you tell if you watch back, he gets a little pissed off, but he kind of just, like, he keeps it, like, in frame and then gets back on the mound. They do end up scoring a run, but he keeps him to one run. And the biggest thing I saw from him in the seventh, he didn't react every inning. Like, if you watch him come out, it's just like a robot walking to the dugout, and then at the end in the seventh, it's a big roar because he knows, like, you know, I did my job. And I think that's kind of one thing that it resonated with me from that start.
Can you tell with him from pitch to pitch and inning by inning, just from his facial expressions, how he's feeling about his outing?
No. Garrett's a good poker player. Me, not so much. I need to be better at poker.
We'll go to Meredith on your right.
Hey, Carlos, just what are the next 24-plus hours like for you as you wait to get the ball in game one and prepare for getting the ball in game one?
Like a rundown of my day or like mentally? Or
yeah, like are you a guy that's going to be thinking about it nonstop? Are you able to sleep? Are you able to compartmentalize it?
Yeah, it's definitely, for me, it's sorry. Can you say the word for me?
Compartmentalize.
Yes, thank you. I don't know why I'm struggling with that. No, for me, it's easy to put that away because I have three kids at home that I told Bo before I left. I said, hey, I got to go to work. He's like, oh. I said, I'll be back. We'll play. He's like, okay. So I made him happy. So I have a promise to hold up to. I got to hold up to my end of the bargain and probably play some sort of games when I get home. So I won't be thinking about baseball much tonight.
Go to Anthony, third row on your left, Carlos.
Carlos, you showed some emotion, did some celebrating in that first inning against KC. Do you feel like almost there's a double standard that if pitchers do a little celebrating on the field versus hitters, that it's not as accepted in the game? Not so much outside the game, but in the game.
I don't know how to answer this. You know, people say stuff, as you know, and we all know that they said some things, and I don't know. If you strike someone out, you strike someone out. If you want to act a certain way, sure, go about it your way. If you hit a homer off me 900 feet, however far, if you want to flip your bat. I'm not going to – I mean, you did something good. This game's hard. It's not easy. So a little celebration is fine. I mean, I got a little amped up, you know, in the first there, and I was definitely energized. I think, like I said, we talked about it. I think I can have a better poker face about it and just stay focused on the task at hand, because it is not only just one inning. It's, you know, it's nine innings of baseball, and it is a five-game series. So we are in the ALCS. Someone else is it.
When you say people, you mean the Royals?
Yeah.
We're saying something? Okay.
Good. Third row on your right, John, then Lauren.
Just kind of building on that point, I don't want to misquote you at all. I remember your first start in Houston this year, your first question asked to analyze it, and you said something like, anytime we win, I'm okay with what happened. When is the postseason? Does that kind of emotion go on a series level? Like, does the fact that the team won change any of your perception of your own start in that game?
I'm sorry, one more time. I lost you at the perception. And
yeah, like whatever reaction you might have had after the fact.
Yeah. I'm sorry. One more time.
Whatever feelings you might have had about your own start, the fact that you guys have advanced, now you're in a new series, does that change anything about what you personally took from that start?
Well, it doesn't really. I mean, it can definitely help. You know, there's some things, like I said, there's some things I could take away from that last start where I can be definitely more composed and learn how to figure out how to channel that energy into, you know, staying focused and continuing it throughout the outing. But I mean, the biggest thing is we're here. We have a big series to play, and we all have a common goal. You know, we all want to get the World Series and compete in the World Series and hopefully win one. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. That at the end of the day, it's just how do we win a baseball game? There's a bunch of nuances throughout the game, throughout nine innings, throughout each inning, you know, whether it's yelling or whatever it is, that really don't matter. I think it comes down to win or lose.
One row behind, Lauren.
Carlos, I'm curious. You said that you watched Cole closely in his last start. And over here, sorry. And I'm just curious, who do you turn to for advice, whether it's in this room or elsewhere? Who serves as a mentor for you in these high leverage moments?
Yeah, I mean, Garrett's definitely a guy that's done it a few times. He is, you know, has a very lengthy track record, especially in the postseason. He's got a lot of games started there. I think, you know, Andy Pettit is around quite often as well, who's also has a lengthy track record in pitching in the postseason. So those are two guys that I can definitely lean on. Yeah, it just kind of goes back, you know, some stuff I just talked about, and a lot of it's like how do you keep your composure through the start. you know, at the time I didn't think I'd, you know, you don't think you're losing focus or you don't think your mind's going in any other direction. And to me, you know, it's not, but yeah, there's definitely, yeah, you know, I can be better at that.
Finish up in the first row on your far right with Eric.
Carlos, you mentioned facing Cleveland before mm-hmm. from your time in the AL Central.
Yeah.
This year's lineup, do they attack similar to, you know, past Cleveland lineups that you've, you know, gone against, or is their approach a little bit different than those past teams?
You know, I don't know. I didn't pitch against them this year, so I've watched them. You know, I watched them yesterday against the Tigers and how they approached each at bat. I think, you know, they've got a couple more pieces than, you know, the past since I was in Chicago. And Lane Thomas, Fry's shown up in that lineup. I mean, Rocchio put some good at bats together. It's a little deeper than from what I remember in the past. Yeah, it's good, like I said.
All right, Carlos, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.